have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Goodness,
and I thank you for your mercy and your favor.
praise God, and welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Rice on Nation Radio. We are excited to be with you another week. God has been good. Let's start right there. When I say our producer, CEO, visionary is on point, God has been good. Can I even say this? God is good to each and every one of us. This is a day that we've never seen before. He's opened our eyes, our hearts, our minds, and our spirits to be able to receive of him one more time because he is good. Think about all that he, God, think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you. Your soul will cry out, hallelujah, thank God for what he's done and who he is and what he will be to you in your life. Hallelujah. I am so grateful and so thankful and so honored of his presence, of him being here with each and every one of us each and every day of our lives. So thank you, Father. Thank you, Abba Father, for loving us enough to be with each and every one of us. Listen, I send a shout out to each of you, the listeners that listen in, whether it's weekly or whether it is as the Lord leads, we thank God for you. You are a blessing to this ministry and podcast, and we thank God for you and your family, your love, your support, your encouragement, and your prayers. We say thank you to you. To our visionary CEO and producer, Dr. Kenny Robinson, we love you. Thank God for what God has birthed through you, for the vision of Elation Radio and all of our co-laborers, sisters and brothers in Christ, our fellow podcasters in the family. We thank God for each of them and their families as well. But we want to say thank you, oh God, for another year, hallelujah, another day, hallelujah, another time, oh God, that you've given me with my husband, Pastor Dr., I keep saying Dr., Donald Wright Jr., for another year of life. And on today, we're going to be serving together, and we bless you for the opportunity to serve together on today. But most of all, to the one who makes it possible, the one who is everything that we need and more, the great I Am, the one that has given us birth, life, and ability to learn, to read, to hear, to experience, to go through life. And that is our Abba Father and our Lord and Savior, Elder Brother Jesus Christ. We are so thankful on today. My heart is filled with praise, not just because of my husband's birthday, but because he's so good. In spite of it all, I don't know what you've been through in your life, but when I think about all that he's done, all that he's doing for each and every one of us, my soul gets filled with joy. And I'm grateful for every praise report, everything that we hear that is going on in our world, to know he's the answer for every problem. Will you just allow me to share with you what the Just For You podcast is about? The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just for You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just for You is all about. Before we begin, we always want to go to the Lord to seek His guidance, His wisdom, His word on what He's saying and what He's going to do in our lives. Listen, our breathing doesn't belong to us. It's all governed by Him. Listen, your ability to do what you do and what I do is nothing in comparison of His anointing and His presence in it. Will you join me for a word of prayer that He may be glorified and lifted up? Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for this day. We thank You for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank You for all that You're doing, all that You're about to do, and how You're going to do it. We come before You, God, laying our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our spirits on the altar, our souls on the altar before You. We're asking, God, if there is someone listening in who truly have been asking You to come into their heart, that You will save, heal, and deliver, whether they're listening live or on the replay, that they may feel Your presence and understand that You rule, You reign, and You have all authority over our lives. And we have free choice and free will to give our lives back to You, that You may have Your full reign. We say thank You, O God. We ask that You hear the hearts of every listener and their families, bless them, provide, heal them, strengthen them, answer, God, these prayers that they have before You. We are agreeing by faith that You are Lord, that You will answer, that You will hear, and that You will do what needs to be done in their lives. We ask that You guide us today, that You will speak through us today, that You will heal and help someone to understand the grace and the goodness of You. And because of that, God, we give You all the praise. We give You all of the honor. We ask that You forgive us of our sins as we forgive others. And we thank You in advance for all that You will say and do in and through us. Help us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We desire for You to help us on today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, listen, I am super, super excited for you joining us on today. Today we have a very powerful topic on today, praying with the grace of God. We're going to be talking about the aspects of how it was seen by Paul the Apostle. And we want to invoke you to join in with us. Pastor Don is going to be praying. I'm going to teach our exhortation. And after that, we are led, even on his birthday, to pray for all of us as believers, those that know him, those that don't know him, that God be glorified. Amen. Because what is life if he's not to be glorified? Let's go to the first chapter of Ephesians. We're going to go through this very, very quickly. Amen. And we're going to hear what the Lord is trying to convey to each and every one of us. And we thank him for his word. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. What does that mean? That we keep ourselves in him. How do we keep ourselves in him? We're going to learn his plan, how he put it together, his expectations that we fulfill this walk in him. Hallelujah. I want to go back to remind you that before today was, before the foundation of the world was, he thought about you. Having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the blood, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Do you understand what that means? That means that no matter what you walk through, when you come into the body of Christ, we were redeemed through his blood at Calvary. When he was pierced in his side, when the crown of thorns went on his head, he redeemed us. He paid for us. He snatched us out of the hand of the enemy, and he gave us new life. He forgave us, the Lord, of our sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Listen, you don't have to wait till your loved one leaves here to get your inheritance. When you come into the body of Christ, you're already engrafted in. He's already had you in mind. He gives us eternal life. He goes on to tell us that when he goes away, he goes to prepare a place for us. Not only do you get eternal life, you get a heavenly mansion. You have a place to inhabit where the grace of him, the power of him is revealed. Hallelujah. Being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things. Stop. I know you said this thing happened to me and it was meant to take me out. That thing happened to me and I don't know why I should go on through that. Why did I have to face that? He said that he worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. He sees all. He knows all. He knows how to intervene. He knows how to allow things to get to the ninth hour. It looks like there's no hope. It looks like there's no help. And he comes right on in because he wants to show forth his glory. That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted Christ. What does it mean for us to trust him? Does it mean only when we feel like it? Does it mean only because we think we know his name? Does it mean that trust is only set up? Does it mean that we have just said he's Lord and therefore I'm going to do this? And you know what? This is not working for me, so let me go ahead and do it. Or you know what? I have to just wait on the Lord and just suffer in silence. Listen, there is power in the word. There is a power in knowing when you're facing your challenges, when affliction comes before you, when things happen in your life, that there is something greater. There's something more that he has for you in store. When children are transcending into another world called adulthood, he has something for you. I was so blessed to hear so many of my close sisters in the Lord as they journeyed with their children to another place outside home, that they were not as familiar with living there because they live in a different city. But can I remind you on today, he loves you so much. He loves me and Don so much, and every parent that has taken that road to understand we trust him. And trust means when our tears fall, when we leave them in the room, Lord, y'all, I was a mess. I'm telling you, a hot mess. I was pulling it together, trying to stay strong. But can I honestly say, as mothers, we nurture so much that it's something when a mother has a baby, has to go back to work and has to hand her child to someone other than family. It is something that happens that says, Lord, help me through this moment. And then it happens again as they get older and they start growing. And you know God has to help them with every decision. And as parents, we're used to saying, listen, now, if you do it this way, or sometimes we just sit back and watch, and they're just to give them the support they need, whatever the case may be. There's a place, my God, that only God can reign in. And it's usually when we can't. That's the trust that he's talking about. Let's not even just talk about college and children going. Let's talk about when we have various trials before us. Seems there's no way out. It seems like there's no hope or no answer. And we look at every solution. It is then when we rest, like on the water, and I can't swim, but they tell me when you lay back and lay your head back, you just kind of float on the water. Because something happens in gravity where the body and the water connects, and the body just floats on air. Can I tell you today, that's called trust? It's something when you know that you know everything is going to be all right. You can't see it. You can't feel it. But you know it's going to be all right. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance. See, that's the inheritance that he's telling us about. The Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of your inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, here we are, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. How important is that? We have learned that he gets the glory for all things. Hallelujah. All things concerning his will. He gets the glory that we have the ability and the power to not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Do you know what that means when you call someone's name out before the Lord? When you ask God by their name to do what needs to be done, when you personify who they are, where they are, what the need is, and how you'd like for him to cover, heal, deliver, save, it becomes personal. It's intentional. And when I go before the Lord and I'm calling out somebody's name, I'm believing him. Pastor Don is believing him for everything he promised in every way he seemed to say he would do, what he would do. It's not, if I have to pray with doubt, I'm not believing. But the word talked about trusting. So I believe what I pray according to the word of God. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ of glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. I'm not just praying just for what you need as well. I'm praying that he give you wisdom and knowledge of his word, of how he will do what he said he'll do as well. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things, not some of the things, not half of the things, not your most urgent things, but all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. That's a mouthful right there. What he wants us to know today is that his power exceeds more than we could ever think of, ever see, ever feel. And the power comes from being connected to him and understanding who he is. Things can look a certain way. Doesn't mean that's the way it is. Someone said, I've gotten a piece of it. Someone else says, my bills are due. Another person said, I'm afflicted. Another thing is, you know, my marriage is falling apart. My children are not doing well. Things happen. There's a death. But can I say this? Our inheritance already lets us know he yet lives, he reigns, and he's concerned about us. He lives, he reigns, and he's concerned about us. In every situation, it isn't predicated upon how we feel. His word is his word. His covenant is his covenant. His promise is his promise. He made us a promise that he would be with us until the end. He said, I'll be with you always until the end of the world. Listen, he said, if we ask, it shall be given. If we seek, we shall find. If we knock, the door shall be opened unto us. We have so much that he has granted us through his word that if we fail to listen to it, we fail to read it, we won't know the blessings and the inheritance we have. So on today, I'm super excited because my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., is in the house. And I'm so grateful he was willing to give of his time on his birthday. What a mighty God we serve. I'd like to introduce to some and present to others none other than Pastor Donald Wright Jr. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Isn't it exciting to know? First of all, I just want to thank my wife for inviting me for this particular hour to share with her on this day. I was thinking about the message that you were giving, how it's good to know that we can have someone to go to and leave it all to him.
Come on.
That we don't have to worry about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Our inheritance, everything is left to him. So we don't have to worry as saints of God.
Come on.
As to what we need to do or what we need to care about, our healing, our possessions, anything. It's all in his hands. And so that's good to know. It's a good feeling to know that we don't have this to worry about. We can leave all that to God and let him deal with that. And we can deal with other things that we need to deal with. I thank God that she brought this lesson today because understanding that it comes easy to just give it over to him and let him handle it versus us trying to figure it and work it out ourselves. Amen. So I trust in him today with everything that he's doing, everything that has been done.
Come on.
My healing, our healing, concerning our home, concerning our ministry, concerning everything that we have, our possession, everything belongs to him. We don't own nothing.
Hallelujah.
God is all in all. He's everything that we have. Amen. So I thank God for this message on today. Amen. That my wife brought today. And thank her again, as I said before, for allowing me to come on and give praise today. For today is my 61st birthday. I'm excited about that as well, to be amongst the living, amen, to be alive and well, still breathing, still
come on,
still able to give him praise and glory on today. I thank God for all of that, amen, and thank God for her. I thank God for my wife. I thank God for the children. I thank God for the neighborhood. I thank God for the community.
Amen. And we thank God for you, Pastor Don. Many of you may or may not know him. When I say an humble servant leader, my husband is, his heart is so big. When we met, I tell you, I just thought at first he was just too good to be true. I was like, I don't know. Reason I say that is because not often do you find someone who is willing to be so transparent and so real that you can see their heart, their emotions, their ups, their downs, and yet know that God is who he is. I'm honored to be his wife. I'm honored we serve in ministry together. And I just need him to know that not only are you special to me, you are special to so many other people, whether we ever meet them face to face or those that we know, we're grateful to serve, but your servitude, your manhood, your love for God's people is to be honored. And we thank God for you publicly, privately. I'm honored to see what God is doing in your life and your next that is to come, because he is truly good. So thank you for all that you've given all of us and you continually give in the many aspects God has called you. You became a father even before we had any physical children. Listen, God was giving us kids and children. This is what blows my mind. In our marriage, in our life, before we connected with children, right, he was actually saying to us that we have spiritual children, we have God's children, that I trust you. And that came from our love for him. So thank you for loving him, and thank you again for all that you pour in the lives of so many. We all love you so dearly.
Amen. I tell you, when I came back from Long Beach in 93. I had told some people before I left up in Long Beach that I was coming back to find me a wife, my second wife, and restart my life over, a saved woman. You know, I have been with my first wife, but she was not saved. So I thank God for all of that togetherness, and not knowing my prayers have all been answered because I prayed that and asked God for that. Amen.
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 Amen. And to know that God heard and that he answered, and that
praise
there's
God.
Purpose in all that God does. Listen, maybe you've gone through something and felt like, man, there's no hope. There's nothing that seems it's going to come out. I'm telling you what he's done for us in our life, he's able to do for you in your life. He knows what we all stand in need of. He knows what's important to us all. And what I love about the Lord is he doesn't talk. He delivers. I need someone to get that today. He doesn't talk. He delivers. So on today, we're going to pray as a husband and a wife. For the listening audience, we have certain things we're praying over today, and we're believing God for, and we're trusting God. Pastor Don is going to begin to lead us in praying for the children that are going back to school, and then immediately after that, I will be praying, and I'm going to be praying for all of the parents and the college students that are adjusting, and that God will give them grace. He will give them various things. So at this time, Pastor Don is going to lead us in prayer for praying for the children.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Father God, first of all, for your grace and your mercy, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for protection of our children today, Father God, going to and from school, Father
yes,
God, on the bus line, Father God, on the buses, Father God. We pray for the bus driver, Father
yes,
God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray for the vehicles that are driving on that particular day or every day, Father
yes,
God. We also, Father God, pray for the teachers, Father God. We pray for the principals, Father God. We ask that, Father God, you put your arms around our children, Father God, and children of the day, and that they would have solid leaders, Father God, to guide them. Protect them, show them the way of the ways of their heirs, Father God, to instruct them, Father God, what's right and what's wrong, Father God, in the name of Jesus, righteous and holy way, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask and pray, Father God, that you touch them from the top of their head down to the sole of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we also pray for their surroundings, Father God, their friends, Father God, those ones that they come in contact with each and every day, Father God, that they will, Father God, be led to ones that are keep them surrounded by your word, keep them surrounded by your spirit, Father God. Those ones that are going to uproot and give them righteous living, Father God, and righteous, Father God, and talk around them, Father God, help them grow with their growth, Father God, each and every day, Father God, in the name of Jesus,
Father.
Ask and pray, Father God, that honor for the teachers, Father God. We pray for solid teachers on today, Father God, solid principals, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they will learn to love those children, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray for any type of things that people that come in to harm
children,
in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray, Father God, we bind up any type of knives or guns or anything that are brought into the school, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God.
Jesus.
Ask, Father God, for your continual protection. Send down your angels, Father God, and protect you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray for no hurt, harm, or danger come to them partaking in the school and education institution, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for your love, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your heart. We pray, Father God, for that they'll draw closer to you, Father God, that they'll learn to pray, Father God, each and every day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God. And thank you for your angel protection, Father God, even in the schools, Father God, even in the lunchtime, Father, even in the playtime, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask that you cover them each and every day, Father God, even as they walk through the hallways, Father God, up and down the stairways, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just thank you, Father God. We rebuke any fires, Father God, in the name of
Lord.
Jesus, Father God. Rebuke anything, Father, bomb threats, anything, Father God, that comes to harm them, hurt them, any ones that come from outside, Father God, ones that caught bodily harm, Father God, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for your protection. Thank you, Father God, for your love. Thank you, Father God, for filling up those school buildings, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We give you glory, praise, and honor on today, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Abba, Father, we come up thanking you and praising you. We hallow your holy name. Yes. We thank you for opening doors and closing doors. We thank you, oh God, for college students. We ask, God, that you keep your hand, oh God, keep your hand upon them, Father. Many mothers and fathers, aunties, uncles, grandparents have dropped them off at school, oh God. They've taken time with them to give their love, their wisdom, their advice to them. Father, would you keep the ministering angels encamped about them? Give them strength, oh God, to make good decisions. Give them the right ability to understand that because they're older doesn't mean they're grown. Would you command, oh God, would you help them to understand they will need to be teachable, oh God, even in a place called college, oh God. Gifts and allow their knowledge to expound. Give all children and college students a spirit of excellence that they began to see your hand move the more, oh God. Give them good programs. Give them favor, God, in all that they are doing, oh God. And Lord, let them honor you in the name of Jesus. Thank you not only for good college deans and professors, oh God, but give people, oh God, that in the place of parents that cannot be there, that will look after us, oh God, look after our children, God, and tell them, listen, I know you know better. Do this the right way. God, let them be a voice in their ear of love that they can remind themselves of where they came from, the good foundations, and those that weren't taught in you, that they will find you, oh God, through someone that extends love. We say thank you, oh God, in advance for the love that will be shown towards our children, oh God. We thank you as we agree with Pastor Don for no hurt, harm, or danger to come into the lives of our children, God. Oh God, bless them as they're driving. Bless our families as they are away from their loved ones, oh God. Lord, keep your hands upon the homes. Keep your hands, oh God, upon the lives of their loved ones, oh God, that they find all things well, oh God. And Father, we thank you for being a problem solver. We thank you for being a heart regulator. We thank you for doing what needs to be done in our lives. Even when we don't have the wisdom to know it needs to be done, we may think that you are frustrated or angry. Well, all you're doing is trying to put us in alignment with your word. God, thank you for alignment with your word. Thank you that you love us enough to look over us, even in tragedies, oh God, that we can still lift up our voice and say, you are Lord, you are the great I am, you are everything we need and more. Hallelujah to your name. We hallelujah lift you up on today, oh God, that as we lift you up, that all men will be drawn unto you. So, Father, we pray, oh God, for those listening into this podcast on today, that you will draw them closer to you wherever they are in their life. Father, they may be at the top and know that they've lived the life that they should live. But, God, we thank you for grace on today. Well, we haven't lived what we need to live, and you've been God enough to us to draw us back unto yourself, to wrap your arms around us, to help us in every area of our lives. Help us to be good stewards, oh God. Help us to love you and those that you bring in our lives, oh God.
Yes.
Let us make mention of them in our prayers, oh God, and call their names out before you, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, for all of these prayers, all of these requests before you. And we appreciate that we believe before we finish praying that you have already answered us, oh God. Someone's facing death on today. A loved one that's dying or someone in the hospital, God. Would you remind them you're still the healer on today? Healer of broken hearts and healers of afflictions, God. Remind them what you've done for others you can do for them. And even when it don't work out the way they think it should, remind them you never leave us. You never forsake us. And through our tears, oh God, let us keep mindful that you will keep your promise. So God, we ask in the name of Jesus for all that are listening in. Bless the listeners on today. Bless their families on today. Bless our visionary and CEO, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, on today. Bless the entire Robinson family. Bless the Elations family, oh God. Those that are dispersing your word from week to week, oh God. Keep them strong. Keep them healthy, oh God. Keep them with the word in their mouth that comes from you. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will help us all to study, to show ourselves approved, workmen that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We say thank you, God. Hear our prayers, oh God, spoken and unspoken. In the mighty name of Jesus, forgive us of our sins. Help us to have minds to repent, oh God, not just ask you for things, not just act as though there's nothing wrong in our lives, oh God. But forgive us of our sins,
yes,
O God. And we forgive others that we may be forgiven. Draw our families closer. And we ask that Pastor Don will finally pray us through the prayer of families being drawn closer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Father God, for your love, Father God. We
yes.
pray, Father God, that you touch the families, Father God, in the neighborhoods, Father God, across the land, Father God, overseas, Father God, all those countries, Father God, that have issues with their families being together and families apart and families leaving and not knowing where their children are, Father God.
My Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask that you cover them. Father God, lift their spirits.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, Father God. Love on them today, Father
yes.
God. Put your arms around them, Father God, and let them know, Father God, that you love them on today, Father
yes.
God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we rebuke, Father God, how we togetherness and unity, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Bring the families back together, Father
yes,
God.
God.
In the name of Jesus, Father God. We need love, Father God,
yes.
in our families, Father God.
Yes.
We need love in our moms and our dads, Father God,
mm-hmm.
in our children, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus, we need love in our unity and our communities, Father God.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we ask you, Father God, that you draw the families closer together, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, teach them how to love each other, Father God.
Yes.
Teach them how to pray together, Father God. In the name of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
a family that prays together, Father God, will stay together, will grow together, Father
mm-hmm.
God, will multiply together. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, Father God. So we just thank you, Father God. Keep them, Father God, in your blood, Father God. Keep them in your blood, Lord Jesus. Head it over, shot. Thank
yes.
you. Keep them in your blood, Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We just thank you, Father God, for all things, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Because you are kind, Father God. You are merciful.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You are good to us, Father
mm-hmm.
God. Hallelujah. Father
mm-hmm.
God, you give us peace, Father God. You give
mm-hmm.
us joy. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father God, you give us all things, Father God. We just thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for providing for the families, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for providing, Father God, finances to take care of their families, Father
mm-hmm.
God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we just love you today, Father God.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, for dying on the cross for our sins, Father
mm-hmm.
God. Thank you, Father God, for such a great reward for us, Father God, to know, Father God, that we can put our trust in you, Father God. Hallelujah. Give it all to you and let it go, Father God. In the name of Jesus, take all of our cares away. release our hearts, Father God. Those things are burning us down, Father God. We know that, Father God, you are right there, Father God. So we're asking that you test the stress of the families, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. The son, the daughter, Father God. The mother, Father God. The father, Father God. Uncles, aunties, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. The grandparents, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Draw them closer. Draw them near to you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. We love you today, Father God. We trust you. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
We trust you today. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Trust you today, Father God. We thank you, Father
thank
God.
You.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for your sacrifice, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
We're down on the cross for our sins, Father God. Leave your home, Father God, to come and make sure we have another little shot,
yes,
Father
God.
To make sure we have a place to live and to die and to be forgiven of our sins, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And also that we have eternal life in
yes,
Jesus'
God.
Name, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for all things, Father God. We love you today, Father
yes.
God. We thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for walking with us. Thank you, Father God, for talking with us, Father God. Thank you for breathing the breath of life into our nostrils each and every day, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for the joy. Thank you for the peace, the passion, all understanding, Father God, and families, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for so much, Father. We thank you, Father God, for even the nourishment to our bodies, Father God. The water that we drink, Father God. Thank you, Father, the thirst that we have, Father God, for the word that we will never thirst again, Father God, for your word, Father God. In the name of you, we thank you, Father God, for leaving us the word, Father God, so we can have a tool to study and understand who you are and why we should be serving you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father God, we pray in closing for all the leaders and those that are in leadership, oh God. We pray that you will cover their minds, cover their bodies, cover their souls, oh God, in you. Send Christian laborers across their path. Have the body continue to pray for them, those that they serve, oh God, whether it be leadership in the White House, in the fivefold ministry, wherever people lead. We ask that you will bless, cover, and heal in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that not only will you give them strength, that you will give them wisdom, that you will give them what they need in people, oh God. Teach them how to love people. Teach them how to lead people.
Lord.
Teach, oh God, that we learn what you want us to learn according to your will, your promise, and your purpose. According to your will, your promise and your purpose, oh God, and allow that leaders will come on one accord, oh God, that if they're not in the capacity of which they need to be, that they think it not strange to go and assist or get help where needed, oh God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that we lift all that are leading to do your will in the church, in the community, wherever they may be. The sacrifices are great, oh God. But God, with every sacrifice, there is a cost. Father, will you encourage biblical and leaders that are serving in the church, the community, for your name's sake, oh God? Would you remind them in their toughest hours that your blood was shed for their strength, that the joy of the Lord is our strength on today? And Father, would you remind leaders when they feel that they don't have what they need, you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, oh God, and that you will do what you said you would do according to your word. Not only that, God, but I ask that you cover the places where the leaders lay their heads. God, cover their homes in the name of Jesus, that they be filled with peace, that they be filled with love, that they be filled with what is needed, that they can embark the assignments that you have for us in our lives, oh God. And we pray for Israel. We ask that you will lead us, guide us, and direct us. Cover your chosen people, oh God. Cover the nations, oh God. Let your will be known and let your will be done. We agree today that it is so. We decree, oh God, that you are looking upon every heard prayer, every spoken prayer, every unspoken prayer for your glory, God. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for hearing and answering prayer. Thank you for having breath on today to pray, oh, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for breath today, oh, God. So many take for granted their breath, God. But hallelujah, thank you for healing on today, oh God. For we are miracles as your people, oh God. Somebody's looking at a miracle in the mirror, oh God. We say thank you, oh God. Now, God, we ask that you say, what is it all if we don't ask for you to save on today, oh God? Someone's crying. Someone's waiting. Someone's waiting to hear what you're going to say about their situation. Here on today, oh God, answer and forgive. Save on today, oh God, and let them know you love them. They're never too far from you. For you to love on, and God, that they will give their hearts and their minds, their bodies and their souls to you, that they will lay it all down and allow you to lead them, that they can have eternal life as well. We thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. We ask, God, that you be glorified in all that we say and do. Yes. Be glorified, God. It means nothing without you. Be glorified. And we will thank you forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you all for listening in. We have a few announcements, and we're going to let you go. But isn't God good? Hallelujah. Isn't he worthy to be praised? Hallelujah. We just thank him for his presence on today. Thank you, Pastor Don, for joining us and for praying with us and for all that you've done on today. May God bless you. May he continue to fill you up with all you disperse out for others and pour even the more on you, that he will use you mightily in these last days. We love you and appreciate you. I just want to say to each of you, the listeners, thank you for praying with us, studying with us, encouraging us, sending in your community announcements. We appreciate you on today. We'd like to say that we thank God for all that is taking place in the city of St. Louis, most recently in the Gospel Music Hall of Fame with Monica Butler and Yolanda Yo-Yo Yancey. Many were honored for their works and accomplishment in the gospel industry. We commend you. We thank God for you. We are also praying and thanking God for Dr. Vanessa Bell Armstrong, that is also here, that graced the St. Louis area with her presence. May God bless you. We want to also say thank God for all of the churches that are really pouring out to the people in the community as well as in your four walls. We appreciate you. This is a season where people are going through. They don't always have jobs. They don't always have food. We commend every ministry, every organization that is meeting the needs of people. And we're asking you to get yourselves geared up. Hallelujah. For Wake Up St. Louis. If your church has been looking for an opportunity to serve those in the community and didn't know quite how to do it, there is an opportunity coming up on September 30th. It will be at O'Fallon Park, and that will be from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., and it is presented by Operation STL. If you'd like more information, you can go online with OperationSTL.com, and you will find the information that you need regarding that event. There are also trainings that are available for churches. For more information, you can contact OperationSTL, or you can inbox me for more information, and I'll be able to provide that for your pastors and local community leaders. All right? We also want to let you know, If you are in need, we have United Way in the St. Louis area. We dial 211 that provides us with information, and they will refer you to what area your need is in. Again, that is United Way. Please look them up online, and they'll be more than happy to help you with what you're going through. And in St. Louis, dial 211. Urban League St. Louis. That's Urban League St. Louis. They have over 60 programs they're building for seniors at this time. They're also having housing programs, employment programs, various things that will meet your needs. To find out more about Urban League St. Louis, please reach them at ulstl.com. In addition to Urban League, listen, St. Louis County Library. I often say don't go to sleep on the library because they're doing more than checking out books. You can reach the St. Louis County Library.org, that's SLCL.org. They offer monthlies for women. They offer feedings for children, books, videos, and senior services. And you can find all of this information online at slcl.org. Every fourth Friday on Clubhouse, you can meet us, the Women of Elation, on Clubhouse, where we share our love for the Lord, our expertise in business and ministry. Please join us. You can join us by joining our From Ashes to Beauty Clubhouse page. Please join in. We'd love to have you with us. It's a wonderful time in the Lord. This is an extended portion of our Elation Radio. We are extremely excited as women to come together because you know what they say. Women don't get along. Well, we're here to prove that's all a lie. And we get along not only with each other as family in our Elation family, but we get along even in the business world and with you, our sisters and brothers in Christ. All are welcome. So please join us the fourth Friday of every month at 9 p.m. that's Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Clubhouse. On Mondays, join Pastor Donald Wright Jr. and Pastor Michelle Y. Wright for Kingdom Wisdom Weekly on Facebook Live. That's 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Wednesdays, love us, pray for us enough to return back to Just For You. And that can be found on Elation Radio. And you can call in and then listen. You can catch the digital replays of Just For You on most of your digital platforms. Hey, do you know it's more than me on Elation Radio? Listen, you can listen in and see how many different podcasts there are for Elation Radio on your digital platforms. We'd love to see you there, and we're appreciative of each and every one of you. Listen, last but not least, I want you to know you are loved, you are cared for. Please look out for our seniors in the neighborhood, in your churches, wherever you may be. Sometimes they're silent, very stubborn at times, maybe don't want you in their business, but pay attention. Pay attention if they're going in and out, if they're walking a little slower, if you haven't seen them come out the house, please make sure you check in because a lot of times you may not know and anything could be going on. It's better to be safe than sorry. Please check on seniors as they are some confined indoors. Some may not be able to verbally express if they have a medical emergency. Please check on the seniors. All right. I want you to know that we love each and every one of you. I want to congratulate all of the children that are going back to school as well as those that are attending college and even adults that are embarking new careers, new journeys. Listen, if this is your birthday month, I want you to know we celebrate you here at Elation Radio. We celebrate all of the August birthdays, including Pastor Donald Wright Jr. and our goddaughter recently had a birthday. God bless you, Jocelyn, a former pastor, Pastor McElroy, Charles W. McElroy. We love you. And to all of the August birthdays, we celebrate you. Perhaps you didn't have a birthday, but maybe you graduated, had a new opportunity in business. Maybe you started something you dreamed about. We want you to know here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we celebrate you. We also know on the other end of the spectrum, you may be facing challenges. Something may have happened, and you need prayer here at Elation Radio and Elation Radio's podcast host, as well as Just For You. We are praying for you. We want you to also know you didn't have to be in need. We presented resources and places that you can call, you can connect with, that things can work out better for you. Know that God is hearing and answering, and he has a solution just for you. I want to thank you all again for joining the Just For You podcast on Elation Radio. We love our Elation family, our CEO visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. We tease a lot. We always say, nope, I'm closer to you. She goes, nope, I'm closer to you. We're sisters, as we are sisters with all of our sisters in Elations. Yep, we love like that. And we want you to know, as Pastor Don prayed, we all can love like that. What would the world be like if we all love on that degree? I want to close out with that thought. May God bless you. Until next time, this has been your host, Pastor Michelle Y. Wright of the Just For You podcast. And we thank you. You can meet us again here on next Wednesday, if the Lord says the same, on Elation Radio. Please send all of your community announcements to Michelle Y. Wright. You can listen on Facebook at Michelle Wright, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook, and as well as you can also send them in on the inbox, and I will get them, read them, as well as your prayer requests. We're praying for you. May God bless you, and thank you, and have a very blessed evening.